never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney.
Me, myself, and I?
Yes. Ask all three of them.
What kind of an ego does this guy have, huh?
But are all three of them protected from the latest internet threats?
Two of them are.
Do they all know what a rootkit is, or what a computer virus really is, and what the difference is between a virus and a worm?
No way.
Louis does.
Do you want to know what hackers are actually using as exploits? You want those things explained to you? Well, wish no more. All you have to do is go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and look in the resources that Mr. Chadley, Chatty Boy, posted here in the this week's show.
There we go, making hundreds, nay, thousands of wishes come true almost instantaneously with that little grant of a wish there, Ken.
You mean 12, 13, maybe even a dozen?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe even a dozen.
All right. To the phones, shall we?
Oh, gosh. All the names end with a Y. Wait, they all end in a Y.
That means something.
That means something. Let's see if Nancy can tell us what that means. Nancy, welcome to the computer corner.
Well, thank you. Welcome to you.
Hey, now, thanks for holding, but I just want to ask you a quick question.
Okay. No
all of this, there's some stuff out on the internet saying, you know, the media really overhypes these worm things and these virus things, and it turns it into a non-event, and then people start ignoring it because it's like the boy who cried wolf. Do you have any kind of feeling about, you know, there was a lot of hype about this worm and this Kama Sutra worm and the black worm this past week, and of course we didn't see this massive deletion of files all over the place, and people are now saying that's a dud. What's your opinion on, should we be sounding the horn to play it safe, or do we just wait till people really get slaughtered before we talk about it?
Well, you guys are the expert, but I appreciate all the information that's out there that warns us, and, you know, if you're warned and you don't do anything about it, then shame on you.
But if we warn and nothing happens, that's okay, right?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
All right.
This is like the Y2K thing that never happened, right?
Yeah, but that's okay. We were prepared.
Did it not happen because there was so much talk about it, or did it not happen because it wasn't real to begin with?
Yeah,
this is like if the tree falls in the woods, right?
Yeah. No. So, Nancy, now that you've waited so long and answered our question and filled our agenda,
okay,
what can we do for you?
Hey, by the way, thanks for welcoming us to our show, because nobody does that. That's cool.
Well, now you can't say that because I have.
All right.
Okay. I have a brand new grandbaby, a month old, and I took bunches of pictures of him.
Yes.
And I put him in a file in my, like, Windows Explorer. I'm real familiar with that.
Okay.
Under my daughter's name, Angela. And under Angela was baby, and under baby was Tanner.
Wow.
Well, I wanted to move Tanner's folder out to my documents. Are you following me?
Yes.
When I did that, it completely locked all my pictures and won't let me. It says file or access denied.
Now, is this where they used to be or where they are now?
Well, that's where they were. So I thought, well, I'll just move them back. And now they're, like, gone.
So wait a minute. The pictures were visible, but every time, or not, excuse me, not visible. You could see the files there.
Yes.
When you try to open them, it would give you an access denied problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you've tried moving them back from the access denied place to where they originally were.
Correct.
And now you can't even see that there are files there anymore?
No. It won't. Every time it, you know, I try to click on it, it says, blah, 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 blah. Access is not accessible. Access is denied.
Okay.
And she can't get into the folder, I think.
Right.
This we might be able to have a solution for you for here, Nancy.
Get
okay.
Out.
Well, I really mean to interrupt you, because I made three little test folders thinking that there was an issue, and I moved them around to other places in my documents, and everything worked fine. When I moved them back into Angela, I now have three test folders that I can't deny or can't access and can't delete.
Okay. Ha!
Well, this is good troubleshooting you've done.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
So now we're going to try, if you right-click, take one of the test folders so that we're not playing with real stuff since it's damaged.
And I right-click on it.
Right-click, go down to Properties.
Got it.
Nancy isn't right-clicking.
And then there will be a Security tab. Hopefully.
Nope.
Nope.
What version of Windows?
XP Home.
XP Home.
Got to do it in...
Okay, we might need to log out and log in as administrator, and this is going to be one of those things that's going to be a little painful for everybody listening.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Just general overview. Let's just give her the picture.
I'll give you the overview so that people listening, if you run into this problem, you'll have an idea of where to go. But what we're going to do is we're going to log off as you, and we're going to log in as administrator. And if administrator is not one of the choices listed on that screen when it comes up to login, if we do Control-Alt-Delete, all those three keys at the same time, two times in a row, right?
three times in a row?
Two times in a row.
Two.
So we do it, Control-Alt-Delete again.
Okay.
It should pop up and allow you to type in a username and password instead of clicking on a user. And what you'll put in is administrator, and hopefully you have no password or you remember the password, one of the two.
Yeah, I don't, and it's not doing it. But I'm going to make notes and do this, I guess, later.
Okay.
Okay.
But so what we're going to want to do is, when we're logged in as administrator, try the same steps by trying to access those files.
Uh-huh.
My guess is you'll be able to as an administrator.
Even though I'm the only person on the computer, I mean, I am the administrator, I'm the only person signed on.
You may not be set up as an administrator, you might just be set up as a user depending on choices that were made either by you or by someone on your behalf when you first set the machine up and plugged it in.
Uh-huh.
So you may not have rights to do what you want to do, but it's very strange that you would have been able to secure these files from yourself, if you follow me.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the lines, I'm guessing just some security permissions, things like that, got damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to try to do is just bypass who you are. You're gonna become your alter ego, the powerful administrator, and you're going to remove those security restrictions.
Okay.
And then you can log back on as yourself and do your thing. So.
Okay.
It's like a multi-step thing here, but there's an excellent, excellent chance that those pictures are intact. They are available and they're there. They just need to be unlocked, and you don't have the right key yet.
I see.
So this is the fun of having an operating system that actually has some level of security.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like you locked yourself out of your car just by going through the steps that you did. So if you don't mind, hang tight in our next break. And if you want to start on some of that, go ahead. But at our next break, we're going to try to make sure that you got all the pieces you needed to try to make that happen.
Right. I'm having trouble getting signed on as the administrator and doing the Control-Alt-Delete twice.
Yeah, that's fine.
We may have to go to safe mode to do it, which is another route we can take.
But I know how to do that.
Okay, well, maybe reboot into safe mode then.
Okay.
I'm going to pop you on hold.
Perfect.
And you can just stand by for like 2 minutes.
I'll be here.
And then we're going to try to help a couple other folks out. We'll come grab you during the break.
Yeah.
And I think we can help you get your pictures that you so desperately need.
I love brain surgery on the radio.
And then we're going to have a small discussion, Nancy, just to prepare you. We're going to have a small discussion about backup.
Yes.
So that you can get yourself out of these kinds of jams.
Well, not only that, the grandbaby pictures need to be there forever.
Yes.
Not just now.
Those are not replaceable.
Who's next here? We sneak in. Larry?
I don't know. My mind is blown now.
Line two, Larry.
I used all my power. You're going to have to take Larry and just do what you do with him.
Larry, Brandon's gone on vacation, but we're here for you. What can we do for you?
I got a big problem.
All right.
To start with, I called you once before about this, about my 3D disappearing. It got disabled, and my screen started going when I had a maximized screen on here.
Hold on, Larry. Hang on. Your 3D disappeared?
No, it disabled.
What do you mean by
your... when you hit run over here and you go DXIAG? And you go up there, it would say disabled down there. So I'd enable it, and then everything worked fine again.
We got a slow way up here. DXIAG, what is that?
I don't know, DIAG, whatever it
is. Oh, the DirectX diagnostic tool.
Yeah, right, okay. Okay, so I opened that up, and it said that it was disabled.
You're getting like way down into the root of this thing before we even have a big picture. What exactly are you trying to do?
Here's what it was doing. It started out when I clicked off. I had a window up here maximized, and I click it for close.
Uh-huh.
It'd go one-fourth of the way down, and another fourth of the way down. Okay, it was doing that, and my icons here, when I clicked on them on the desktop, it'd take a long time for something to come up.
Okay.
And now what it's doing is, when I turn it on, I get my desktop, and I can click on these things, and nothing happens. I'll get the little hourglass.
Okay, well, let's back up to what, if anything, can you remember was installed, added, changed prior to all of this happening? Did you by any chance add or update any utility?
I put on SP2.
Okay, that could certainly have an impact, especially if you had pre-existing issues with your computer. How old is this machine?
2003.
And
Gateway Tower.
Have you ever done any kind of real cleanup on it, or has it just been kind of building up since 2003?
No, I got Adware and all that on there. I got the Stinger, McAfee Stinger, and I got the malicious software. I got Adware on here. I got the SpyBot.
Right, but have you ever actually gone and done real maintenance on it, though? Those are all things waiting for, you know, you're going to wait till something happens and then you're going to try to clean it up. We're talking about actual real maintenance, running defrag, scan disk, all
that. Yeah, I run all of that.
All the cleanups in there.
Yep.
Get rid of all your old your temporary internet files and so on and so forth.
And I'm telling you, it was running really beautiful the day before.
Uh-huh.
It was running so good. Everything was running really fast.
Until
That was Wednesday night, and then Thursday.
Was it right after you put SP2 on?
No, not right after it.
So when it was running really...
3 or 4 days after.
It was running really well after the Service Pack 2, and then suddenly it's not running so well.
Everything's freezing up. It won't come on. Nothing
what
come
what
on.
Happened between when it was running well and when it was not? Something happened there.
Let me give you a diagnostic tool that might help you figure out if something did change. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with your My Computer icon, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So open up My Computer.
It won't open up. I'm clicked on it now, and I got an hourglass. It turned blue, and I got the hourglass on it.
Do you have lighter fluid in the house?
But it won't open. You know, it won't open up.
It's interesting because Thursday was the 3rd, which happens to be the day Blackmail.
Third? No, no, no.
No,
no. Friday was the third.
Friday was the 3rd.
Yeah, Thursday was the 3rd in another planet.
So maybe Blackmail was kind of parallel preparing.
Maybe no, it was early.
Well, actually, it wouldn't attack your system files. It would attack your data files like Word and Excel and those kinds of things. This particular worm, now you could very well have another worm or virus that's actually taking advantage of your
operating system. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, if you go over to safe mode, will your antivirus work in safe mode?
No, sir. Well,
it depends on what it is and how it's being set up, and not completely. Let me ask you, though. Do you know how to look at your startup, you know, in MS Config?
It won't go to startup down here.
That's right. That's right. Lighter fluid. That's what I meant. Yeah, lighter fluid and matches, I think.
What's lighter fluid and matches?
Yeah, and then some marshmallows.
Burn a computer?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Brandon? Well, it's not working. You obviously have major corruption in your operating system. If you can't even open things and these things are not working, or it's taking, you know, 20 minutes to open something, you've got major issues there that there's just not much we're going to be able to help you
with
on.
Well, beyond.
I took my XP and I ran it on where it goes through it and repairs everything.
Uh-huh.
I repaired everything and it went through it.
Yeah.
And it's still the same way.
I see that work about 3 or 4% of the time. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You're well beyond the point where two guys on a Saturday afternoon on the radio over the air.
Excuse me.
Two and a half guys. Sorry,
we got Chad here.
I bring it into the shop, right?
You're just way beyond.
Well,
a radio
show
help thing.
You have a couple of options, and at this point, it's either going to take a lot of your time or a lot of your money. you have a major issue here. So one of the things you can do is Gateway sent a disk that allows you to start over. You know, like Back to the Future. Which means everything that you've done since you've had your computer will be gone.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of your options.
We call it the scary disk. Because
that'll cost you a lot less money and a lot more time.
Well, I've already taken put everything on. I went to safe mode and put everything on CDs.
That's
so
good.
Hey, you're a smart guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, right?
Immediately, yes.
Now, see, but if you're in safe mode and everything works good, that's a good sign.
Well, not really.
Okay.
If I got a window on there, say something on there you can read or whatever, just any kind of window on there. And you only get the little scroll on the side where you hit the little arrow and it goes up and down. Well, the whole screen looks like it's waving like an ocean.
Yeah, you know, somebody has to really evaluate everything that's going on and tell you what your options are.
Well,
but none of your options sound quick or cheap.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, I mean, we don't charge anything if you want to go to one of our 22, 23 stores here in Phoenix to just take a look and give you an evaluation and tell you what we think.
I'm going to delete it all and start all over and see what happens. If it don't happen, I'm in Black Canyon City. Where's your closest shop?
Anthem.
Anthem?
Yeah.
Right in the Anthem. Is it on the east side or the west side?
Well, it's in the right in the residential section of Anthem there.
It's on the east side of the freeway, I think, where Anthem Drive and Daisy Mountain Drive, the two big roads, intersect.
Yep. Oh, I know where Daisy Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Brian Jan will take good care of it in there. But good luck, Larry. It sounds like you got some time to spend this weekend. But don't let this cut into your Super Bowl viewing.
No, it won't.
All right.
Now I'm going to delete everything right now, and I'm going to try it and see if it does anything.
And don't forget my final solution. It is a final solution, and it works every time.
Lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid, yeah. Marshmallows, yeah.
Good luck with that, Larry.
Hey, Seattle, Seahawks.
All right. Well, we got to vote for Seattle.
We are way overdue for a break. Really? Russ is glaring at me.
Okay.
And we're going to go over there and beat him up a little bit. When we come back,
okay.
We got a few more of your calls and questions when the Computer Corner continues.
Invoice may not reflect actual dealer cost, price plus tax, license, and 369 doc fee.
Are you ready for some savings on cars, trucks, and vans? Hey, power is here with the best deals in the land.
The Power Sales Blitz is on at Power Buick Pontiac GMC. Now through Sunday, you'll see a big selection of Power Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs with even bigger discounts, like the all-new 2006 Buick LaCerne, priced as low as dealer invoice. New 2005 Pontiac GTOs, available at the GMC.